This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. With only a week to Election Day, one of the most intense battles between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump is happening in Florida. Polls show a tight race for the state's sought-after electoral votes. It is a diverse, complicated place that's changing rapidly. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman is there to look at how each campaign is fighting it out on the ground.
A 60-car get-out-the-vote salsa caravan snakes through a Puerto Rican neighborhood in Orlando, where boosting Latino turnout is key to Hillary Clinton's campaign. Lily Eskelson Garcia is president of the National Education Association. At the rally, she appealed to minority and women voters.
We are seeing people show up at get-out-the-vote events and talking to their own friends and neighbors like we have never seen.
And by most measures, Clinton's Florida ground game significantly outpaces Trump's. She and her allies have more money, field offices, paid staff. Trump voters are also vocal, staging frequent street corner events.
Go Trump! Go Trump! Go Trump!
There's certainly enthusiasm among rank-and-file Republicans for Donald Trump.
But, adds Daniel Smith at the University of Florida, the Trump campaign is mostly relying on the Republican National Committee and allied conservative groups to get out its vote. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.